Chesterfield then, how do you get at them?
I just keep doing what we're doing, you know. I think we're finding our feet, you know, game by game, starting from maybe the last five or six games, putting in some good performances. We seem to have found a settled shape about us that everyone seems to be adapting to. And, you know, we're going all right, but, you know, there's a lot of hard work to be done still. But, you know, if we keep putting in performances like we have been doing, you know, we'll win more games than we lose.
What as a side can you improve upon from here?
I think there's always stuff to improve on. You know, we always mention the clean sheets. You know, if you keep clean sheets, you'll always pick up points in games. You know, I think work rate side of it and scoring goals and all that kind of stuff has been coming. But you know, it's about keep doing what we're doing really, rather than improving. Like you said, there's always room for improving. But if we keep doing what we're doing, that improvement will come. You know.
It's taken time to get to this stage, though, hasn't it? Because, you know, we've spoken before about the odd inconsistency here and there, and obviously the form at the start of the season did lurch from one game to the next. So it must be great to be in this good place right now where things just seemingly are cooking on all cylinders.
Yeah, it is. You know, like I said previously, we're getting there slowly but surely, but there's no room for complacency, you know. You can easily lose a couple of games and we're all asking questions again, you know, when you're going on a nice little run, you really have to even work that bit harder to keep it going, to keep the spirit high, to keep the confidence high, because, you know, in football it can change so quickly. So it's all about kind of being repetitive and, you know, keep the good performances going and keep picking the points up, you know.
Do you target set from here? I mean, you know, certain players, different clubs, but they talk about, you know, being maybe in the playoffs by, say, Christmas and... You know, and further on like that. Do Barnsley set those types of targets?
No, not whatsoever. We haven't spoke about it at all. And that's being truthful. Just game by game. Looking to Chesterfield on Saturday. You know, so you'd hear some of the lads say in the dressing room, who do we have on Saturday? Because we haven't even looked that far ahead, you know. We're really taking it game by game. And, you know, it seems to be working. And, you know, long may it continue, really. The good performance and picking up points, you know.
From what we know about Chesterfield, very attractive side to watch. Can be quite open. Could be quite a good game on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, from my Plymouth days. I've played against Chesterfield a few times. They're always a decent team. Always seem to be decent at home as well. So, you know, I'm sure Barnsley will travel in numbers and be a good atmosphere and a good game.
Is this perhaps where we see two sides of differing confidence? Barnsley in good confidence. Chesterfield, for all of some of their performances recently, haven't had the results.
Maybe so, yeah. You know, Chesterfield were flying high when we were probably struggling a little bit. But we've slowly kind of bridged that gap. And like we say, we feel like we're on the up. And I'm not saying they're on the down, but, you know, I suppose they haven't had a few results that they'll be happy with. But like I say, we're going to any game with confidence after the results we've had. So, you know, we're looking forward to it.
And what about you? I mean, is this... form-wise, perhaps the best of your career, of what we've seen here for the past few months?
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, everything has been falling into place really since I've come here. You know, it's been down to a lot of hard work, taking the opportunity when it's come really, you know, just coming to Barnsley in the summer was one, when it happened, I really felt that, you know, this could be a big stepping stone for me, and, you know, I've worked hard and luckily at the moment it's paying off, but, you know, like I said, with the team, you can't be complacent, you have to keep going and, you know, long may it continue, you know.
For the first few games of the season, it didn't appear as though anybody else would finish top scorer for Barnsley, but now there's at least two of you. Do you and Sam Winnell talk about that and joke about that?
Not at all. No, there hasn't been one word about it, you know. I suppose when Sam has 9 goals, he doesn't expect a midfielder to have one ahead of him, but I know, it's one of them. I'm happy when he scores and I'm sure he's happy when I score, but it'd be nice to finish top goal scorer, but there's a long way to go.
Not that you're counting. I mean, you knew straight away. You've got one more than him for now.
Yeah, of course. No, silently. I can imagine that we both know. But, no, honestly, we've never spoke about it. And, you know, but both of us have been scoring quite regularly recently. So, like I said, I'm sure that's helping the team and everyone else is doing their jobs, you know. But all 11 men on the pitch and even the subs, we're all putting in a good shift for each other, you know. And like I said, it's just coming together nicely.
I was saying to Martin Craney earlier that it must give him a certain amount of confidence and assurance that there are players within the team right now that are on top form in the goal sense. You're obviously one of them, Sam being another. But being that player or one of those players, do you look at the others and say, well, come on, we need to sharpen up defensively here?
No, not at all. I don't really look at that at all. When we played Colchester the other day, after I scored and, putting one in for Rambo, I kind of went off the pitch and thought what I could have done better rather than actually dwelling on what I've done right, you know. I'm kind of one of them guys who always wants to do more and wants to do better rather than actually, standing still and thinking about what I've done, I'm out there every day doing extra finishing and extra little bits and pieces to improve, because that's the kind of guy I am, really, to keep it going.
Because it must be an odd kind of frustration, if indeed for the players it's a frustration at all, that 3-0, perhaps what could have been a 3-0 on Friday night, ended up being 3-2, and others, and other games that have had a similar pattern.
We played some very good stuff on Friday night, especially in the first 20 minutes, and then they got a scrappy little goal that pegged us back a little bit, because if they didn't get that goal, I thought we could have went down at half-time to be 2 or 3 up, So there are little things we have to work on, I suppose, and when it goes back to you saying improving. When you're up on games and scoring, you can't concede sloppy goals, but that comes from a team shape, not just defensively. There's 11 people out there that needs to defend the goal. So, like you said, that goes back to you saying maybe you have to improve on that.